The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hcj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny. From the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Damn, damn, damn.
Just thought of one more thing that's got to be done today.
Adulting sucks.
Yeah, doing stuff like, you know, got to call the phone company to change the credit card that your bill is paid on. Because I know that's going to be a hassle.
You can do that online.
You know, I got to reset a password.
Why would you ever call when you can do things online?
I know. You know what? I didn't think I could. I got to do it.
It's literally so easy.
No, it's not easy with Ace. Nothing. The most simplest tasks become.
True.
And it's not his fault a lot of the time.
That's where my frustration comes in. It's like my stepmom is in the nursing home in Louisiana. Not the same one that my mom just went into, ironically enough. And she recently wasn't strapped into her wheelchair and bent over to try to get something up off the floor, fell out and hit the table and ended up being taken to the hospital. So they had to keep me posted. Well, in the process of all of this, somehow she lost her phone. And nobody seems to know. She never had her phone or whatever. Well, now I'm tasked with trying to get the phone redone. But because I'm her power of attorney, but the phone company doesn't have my power of attorney papers. So now I've got to go visit an office of the phone company to get the papers, to get my power of attorney registered with her cell phone company so I can get her a replacement phone and then get it sent to her.
Oh my God, no, that's not fun.
It's always like 100 things for something that seems really simple.
Side note, wouldn't it be so funny if your stepmom and your mom were in the same nursing home?
I know.
Like they would.
But they didn't. Yeah.
Your mom would fight her.
No, she would
beat the shit out of her.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. No, my mom just went into a nursing home that's right close to her. Mm. Her closer to her house. So that's weird. That's a good point.
Be like, get her the jitterbug. Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Well, I've heard about a thing because my stepmom's on Medicaid that you can get a free phone for Medicaid for somebody who's on Medicaid. But I think it's got to be done through the phone, the company, the provider.
My mom.
So I can, and they won't let me do anything because she doesn't remember her 4-digit code.
Right.
So that, and I can't reset the code because I don't have the power of attorney. They have to send it to her email address on file. It's like,
you should be like, try 6969. See if it's that.
420-69.
420-69.
Say it back
that
to me.
It.
Say it back.
That was it. Turns out your stepmom's fruit.
Yeah.
She a fruit. Yeah.
But I don't know her email address. Try Dirty Mary 69 at AOL.com.
Poonsmasher 420. But I went through something similar just a couple weeks ago. My mom called and she was with my grandmother, and my grandmother's 86 now. And she's like, the phone app disappeared off her iPhone from her home screen. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, the phone icon when you go, it's disappeared. I'm like, oh, well, that's not possible. I don't think you can delete the phone app on an iPhone. Number two, why the hell does she have an iPhone?
Right.
Get her, like, what is she doing? She goes, get her the effing jitterbug.
I think you can delete it.
Or one of those things that.
There's no way.
You can hide it. I don't think it fully deletes it.
Oh, well, that's what I was saying. I was like, go to the app drawer, you know, all the way to the right, or whatever, you know, her phone is. And just look for phone and hold it down and drag it back. But then I was like, get her a jitterbug. And she goes, well, that's embarrassing. I'm like, she's 86. What are you talking about? It's embarrassing. Who's she trying to impress?
That's a good point.
Right.
What the hell?
What the do you care?
Yeah.
Or one of those necklaces too, and the jitterbug, the one that you press is like, yeah. I'm falling and I can't get up.
That's really what she needs.
Yeah, yeah. A necklace. That's it.
Let me tell you what. So Amanda's grandmother was over last night. She comes over every Tuesday. We have dinner with her every Tuesday. And she asked me something. She goes, because I knew what I wanted to show you. And she pulls out her phone. And she's got a Motorola Razr.
Yeah.
Badass silver flip open razor. Yep. Was the one of the first phones that had pictures on it. She would show me a picture of her phone, and the whole time I was like, damn, I didn't see one of these in years.
Yeah, the razor.
I mean, she uses it like a champ, and she's great. She gets around a lot, and you know, and all that kind of stuff. She just drives herself around and very busy, very active, and all that. But it really tripped me out to see, like, wow, she's got a razor.
That's what they should have.
Yeah.
You mean the old school razor, not the new one, right?
Yeah, the old school silver okay. Motorola razor that flips open. Yeah, with the little small pictures on there.
I used to have an LG phone that would flip up, but then you could flip it to the side to type, and I thought it was so cool. Yeah, like
those were pretty cool. My favorite was the black the VTech, Vertech, whatever it was called. But before you could even take pictures on your phone. And then I upgraded I had the silver Razr for a while. But it was a StarTech. That's what it was. The black StarTech. It looked like it was very business. It was the first phone I had that would flip open.
It was not reaching the stars.
Yeah,
it was not reaching the stars at all.
And it wasn't techy either. Like,
barely tech.
Hey, Mom, I'm going to call you Thursday, but it's going to be after 9 when I don't have to use my minutes.
Yeah, right.
I don't think I've ever even seen a phone that didn't have a camera on it.
Yeah.
All the cell phones that I remember had cameras.
Maybe you've done it with your parents, Rob, where you were somewhere, and when you made it home, you call back and asked for yourself, collect, to let them know that you'd made it home.
No, I've never made a collect call.
Yeah. We used to call when we would leave my aunt's house at night. We lived 30 minutes away from my aunt, and we went over there a lot when I was a kid. And a lot of times we would be there until 10 o'clock. On a Saturday night, and we would, or whatever, Friday night, we would drive home, and my aunt would always tell my mom, when you get home, call back. Okay. And so my mom would call back and call collect call for our David. And they would say, oh, David's not here. He hasn't made it in yet. Okay, thank you. And that was the signal to let him know we made it home okay.
Oh. Yeah, I have made a collect call from jail. That's the only time I made a collect call.
That's right.
Yeah.
The best collect call ever.
Yeah, I made a few.
Who did you call?
My friend, Andrea, because she was the only phone number I memorized other than my mom's, and I was definitely not about to call my mom.
Andrea, por favor.
What would you have done if your mom's number was the only number you had memorized? What would you have done?
I think about that.
I didn't have a bail, so they were going to have to let me go at some point.
So you wouldn't have called your mom?
Yeah, I wouldn't have called my mom. No, because she wouldn't have come to get me.
Yeah.
She would have found some way to call the jail and tell them to keep me in there way longer and set a bail.
That's one of those things as a kid my mom always told me. She, if you go to jail, don't call me.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what if I didn't do anything? You're somewhere you probably shouldn't have been. Don't call me. You call somebody else. I was like, oh, okay.
Guilty.
Luckily, I never went to jail. But,
I think about that all the time. What number would I call? Like, I need to memorize my brother's phone numbers because I don't want to call my dad. Hell no.
Yeah, like, you should have at least one number memorized.
Which nobody does anymore. Like, nobody remembers. And you certainly don't pick up phone calls from unknown numbers.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you're effed.
I have Amanda's number memorized, and I have the number at my mom's house still memorized because it's been the same number since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I don't think I know any numbers because my mom's number changed, so I don't know her number anymore. The only number I still know is Andrea's number.
Well, I learned...
Andrea, you're my only hope.
You're my only hope.
I learned Amanda's, though, from filling out every damn form you fill out once you get married, who's your emergency contact and all that kind of stuff. So you memorize it over time. And I think one time she asked me, do you know my phone number? I was like, yeah. And I totally botched it. I was like, 295... She goes, stop. It's... The first number's wrong. Okay.
I don't remember.
Sorry. I was like, you're in my phone. I just
hit the button. Who needs to do that?
Who was it? Was it Kevin Hart? That I saw talking about the fact that one time he was driving somewhere and he had forgotten to charge his phone. And he needed to let somebody know that he was going to be late to his appearance. Or was trying to find out exactly where he was going. And his phone died. And he pulled over and was like, well, now what do I do? Because it's dead. He said, and what do I do? Because if I get out and walk somewhere to use a phone, I don't know anybody's phone number. He had nobody to call. He just was there looking at it like, well, I might as well just throw this out the window.
I'm in a real pickle.
Right. Go get a phone charger, dude.
Yeah.
At the store. Drive to a store and get a car charger.
It's not that easy, okay?
Like what? They have them at the gas station.
But you know, if it's dead, it takes at least like 30 minutes for it to come back from being dead.
Yeah. Yeah. My computer was so dead the other day that when I plugged it in, it wouldn't turn on, and I was angry. Like,
yeah, that's stupid.
What the hell? Why does it not just come right on?
Yeah.
And then when it comes on with that little warning battery, which is bullshit, that's like teasing you, like, you're so stupid, it's too low to start.
Way dead.
Yeah.
There's dead, and there's...
Dead.
What you are.
you're dead right now.
But I'm like bypassing the battery. Like, I don't need the battery at this point. I've got it plugged in. I've got the electricity that I pay for. Turn on my phone.
Exactly. Yeah, like right away.
The moment you plug it in, shouldn't the thing light up?
Like how the flip phones used to be back in the day. Yeah. That's how it was. You turn it about, you would connect it and it would come right on.
Battery, you have failed me. You failed me. You didn't stay alive. But now I've got my whole house.
The biggest source of power.
Turn on.
Instantly, please.
So you've never had a phone that didn't have a camera on it, Alexis?
No.
Riggins, have you?
I don't think so.
Rob?
Yeah. My first phone didn't have a camera.
How old were you when you got your first phone?
I was 16 because my mom wouldn't let me drive without one.
Okay, so it would have been, 20 years ago?
Shit, yeah.
I didn't mean it that way. I was just trying to figure out the year to put it in context.
Wow.
Yeah.
What kind of phone was that didn't have a camera on it?
It was Ericsson phone, I think.
I don't know that a lot of phones had cameras in 2002. That was it seems like after that was about the time we started. 2002,
it had Snake on it. It didn't have anything else.
Yeah, I think that's when I still had that badass StarTech. I thought I was cool.
It's not badass.
It was badass at the time.
Stop saying that.
I mean, something can be badass at the time and then not no longer be badass.
So that phone that you and TJ shared, that cell phone, did you think that was badass?
Yeah, because I had a phone.
But y'all had to share it.
Yeah, still had a phone when I had it. When I had it, I was badass. The rest of the time, I wasn't.
I mean, then TJ was badass.
I wasn't badass till I got that phone.
Yeah, we never could be badass together. We only could be badass. Only one of us could be badass at a time.
Let me borrow the phone. Badass. Yeah. I need to borrow it.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to go. We're going to go out of town this weekend. Can I borrow the phone?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You had it last weekend.
Get off the phone. I need to call somebody.
Yeah.
Sharing a phone.
Yeah. The Ace and TJ show had a phone. One phone.
I mean, we ain't got a phone now. Yeah. Maybe you're ahead of your time. Exactly. It's full circle.
And that bad boy didn't fold. It didn't flip. It was just a block.
You just put that in your pocket, right?
No, you couldn't put it in your pocket. It was too big.
It's like the Zach Morris phone.
It wasn't that big.
It was like a suitcase phone.
No, it was about as... It was probably about the size of an iPhone, except it was probably twice as thick, and it had a little antenna on the top of it, a permanent antenna on the top of it. You could screw on, screw off.
You had to screw on an antenna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened if you forgot your antenna?
Well, you didn't get on that.
Your phone and you didn't have the
only
antenna.
The only time you would take it off would be to put a different antenna on there.
Why would you put a different antenna?
Swappable. Something would be like larger antennas. Maybe would get you a better.
You gotta have like a carrying case for all your antennas.
No, you can screw them on there.
Where are you calling?
You gotta have cases though.
You gotta change the antennas depending on where you're calling.
Oh, bro, you gotta get the bigger one for that.
Yeah, that sounds so badass, Ace.
Yeah,
I'm jealous.
That wasn't that one wasn't badass, but not everybody had a phone.
Like you were flexing.
This was 95. Not everybody had. My wife didn't have a cell phone at the time.
She wasn't even born.
I mean, the wife I had then. Oh. I meant that wife.
Yeah, she wasn't alive.
Yeah, well, she was. She was three then.
She had a play phone.
She had a Barbie phone. Mickey Mouse phone.
When I had my first cell phone, she literally probably had a play phone. Sad but true.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you think you are hiding internet activity by using incognito mode or something like that, you are tragically mistaken. It does not matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browsing history. Your internet service provider can still see every single website you've ever visited, and they sell that information. That's how you get targeted for ads and that type of thing. That's why you never go online without using ExpressVPN. It doesn't matter who your internet service provider is. ISPs in the U.S. can legally sell your information to ad companies, and ExpressVPN keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available, and it's available on all your devices, phones, computers, even your smart TV. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by Business Insider. Visit our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/ACETJ, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/ACETJ, expressvpn.com/ACETJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Hey, it's Ace, and I've got a very good friend that recently lost 36 pounds with Noom weight. And he was telling me about how excited he was about it and how great it was a while back. And then I recently heard about Noom Mood, and I got just as excited because it can be stressful trying to tackle your stress. I know that sounds weird to say, but Noom has a team of dedicated coaches that you can work with that have a support system helping you on your journey. It's accessible, convenient, and it's only 10 minutes a day. That was my word. This is going to be a long, drawn-out thing. No. Accessible, convenient, just 10 minutes a day. It's got kind of a daily curriculum that holds your hand. You can use it whenever and wherever. And as experts in behavior change, Noom has helped millions of people through their weight loss program. Now they can help you tackle your stress. They're helping me. They can help you worry less, feel happier. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/ACETJ. That's Noom.com/ACETJ. Noom.com/ACETJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
So I ran across one of those things that I love. Y'all might think it's stupid, but I think most people will find this interesting. Yeah. Having a number one hit is really, really hard. It's easier in this day and age when, because of streaming, something comes out, everybody goes and checks it out, whether they like it or not. They're not buying it. They're just listening to it, you know. But there's a list that came out of artists who've never had a number one hit. These are all big name bands who may have had number one
a number one album or several number one albums, but they've never had a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100.
Okay.
For example, One Direction has never had a number one hit. Harry Styles has had a number one hit. Zayn has had a number one hit, but the group One Direction never had a number one. Best song ever got all the way to number two. Shania Twain has never had a number one single.
This is only on Hot 100?
The Billboard Hot 100. Okay. Yeah, You're Still the One hit number two. That was her highest charting single. So you could have put, you know, she might have had, I don't know the numbers, but she might have had seven top 10 singles, but never had one to go number one. Missy Elliott, Work It, made it all the way to number two, didn't become number one. Green Day, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, their biggest hit so far. It hit number two.
That was their biggest song?
Yeah, their biggest single song was all the way to number two. I know. They're not even one of my favorites at all. Demi Lovato has never had a number one single. Sorry Not Sorry made it to number six. The Backstreet Boys.
That's shocking.
Have never had a number one single.
Quit, I Want It That Way was not number one?
Nope. Quit Playing Games With My Heart was a number two hit for the Backstreet Boys.
Was bigger than I Want It That Way?
That's what it says. On the Billboard Hot 100.
That's crazy that wasn't a number one.
Hey, Rob, do me a favor. Can you Google Backstreet Boys Billboard chart?
Yeah.
And it should bring you. And I may have to do it because I have a Billboard membership.
Because it was number one.
I think
it'll
be on their Wikipedia page.
Hang on. No, I'm going to get it faster,
Billboard
though.
Membership. Ooh,
that's why you broke.
I have a membership.
You got a Billboard.
Yeah, what is it?
It's probably $180 a year.
What is that?
You can check the charts. You can look at all the charts.
Billboard Magazine. I have it's not a membership. It's a, what do you call it?
A subscription
to Billboard Magazine.
But yeah, they keep it behind a paywall.
Yeah, I'm looking at their singles that were released. No number ones.
At TRL, it was definitely number one. I Want It That Way.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
Quit TRL Playing Games definitely. With My Heart was number two, it says.
Yeah.
With what's his name?
Yeah, Quit Playing Games With My Heart. Carson they have Bailey. Never had a number one song.
Everybody was four. That's the second highest, and that's it.
Isn't that wild, though? Let's see who else. Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit, made it to number six, the biggest single they ever had. Now, they had like three number one albums, but they never, you know. Imagine Dragons, Radioactive, hit number three. They've never had a number one single. Bruce Springsteen has never had a number one single. For all the millions, he's sold over 100 million albums, never had a number one single. Dancing in the Dark, made it to number two. Try to see who else is on. Pearl Jam, not surprising. Metallica, not surprising. R.E.M. R.E.M.'s biggest song was Losing My Religion, which made it to number four.
Oh, I like that song.
It's a great song. Mm-hmm. Great song.
Hmm. That is surprising.
Sheryl Crow. Yeah, Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do, made it only to number two. Yeah. I was stunned that the Backstreet Boys. And I was surprised that Quit Playing Games With My Heart is the biggest song they ever had. Yeah.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, because that song is not even. It's like, eh.
Everybody was better.
Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Yeah.
You killed it.
Keep going.
Like, literally killed it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Rob, you? Shut up. You can't even walk straight.
I can right now.
You were Backstreet Boys over NSYNC?
No, NSYNC over Backstreet Boys.
Okay. Because, yeah, I mean, that was a big thing.
I love me some JT.
That was an age thing. I think if you were a couple years older, mm-hmm. you would have been more Backstreet.
Because USB. Backstreet was first?
I think so.
Is that why?
I think so.
But I mean, I love
them
both.
It's going to be slight, but I think there's probably an age difference for the people that enjoyed Backstreet Boys over NSYNC.
But I've only ever been, like, I liked NSYNC better, but I've only ever been to a Backstreet Boys concert. I went to their reunion concert, like, a few years ago.
My wife and I were discussing first concerts one day. And her first concert ever was NSYNC.
And yours?
Elvis.
Ew.
Okay.
Yeah. I was in the third grade, and I saw Elvis Presley at the Rapides Parish Coliseum in Alexandria, Louisiana, 5 months before he died. Like, it was right at the end of his tour, and he, like, it was in like April, I think. And he died in September, something like that.
August of 77 is when he died.
Okay. So I saw him in March or April, and he died in August. Like, it was close to the end. It was Fat Elvis at the end of his life. And her first concert ever was NSYNC.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. The Weeknd?
Miley Cyrus?
Who did you say? Elvis. What?
What? Who? Aw, how cute.
Holy shit. That's weird.
God. Fact of life. Holy yours was Buffett cow. Riggins?
Yeah.
What was yours, Alexis?
A band that you wouldn't know who it is.
Oh, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't even get it.
No, because it's a Spanish. Idiot. It's Aventura. Do you know how Aventura is?
You're right.
Okay.
Aventura? Where was the show?
Here in Charlotte.
Oh, wait, you mean like at a big venue or what?
Mm-hmm. It was at the Charlotte at the Time Warner. Well, it's not Time Warner anymore, but Spectrum Center. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A band?
Yeah, Aventura is Romeo Santos. You know who Romeo Santos is?
No.
He's really okay. Well,
Dial?
He's really big. And he's done crossover albums. He's like did a album with Drake. He's had Usher on his songs.
Really? Never mm-hmm. heard of him.
And he's like the Spanish Drake.
Really?
Yeah.
I find stuff like that fascinating. That never there's heard yeah people that you have no idea who they are. You're like, who is that? And somebody tells you like, oh, what, we're like playing like a club or something. No, they're playing sold out 15,000 people. You're like, mm-hmm. what?
Yeah, their concerts. They've had one of the biggest concerts at Madison Square Garden. Aventura sold out.
Aventura?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that pop?
Bachata.
Okay.
Whatever that means.
It's bachata. It's they're a Dominican group.
Okay.
So it's like bachata is the like Dominican music.
But that's its whole world of music. That's mm-hmm. that I think is cool. That there's it's like that's whole world that other people don't even know anything about.
It's like a lot of people don't know who Bad Bunny is still, you know.
Yeah,
but that's like a name that's being crossed over. He started only in Latin music, and mm-hmm. now people are starting to recognize him. But yeah.
What was your first concert, Rob?
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Ah. Don't say that before you get he's mad.
Bullshit.
It's bullshit. They did concerts together.
They better not sing together.
I bet it then. Oh, you know they did.
I'm sure
you
they,
know
did. They did.
Oh, this was before they were even married. This was.
Oh, see, they weren't pushing it on you so bad then.
Well, they did. Okay. They did allude to they were together at one point. Yeah,
that was early on before they started shoving it down your throat all the time.
If they do a duet, I'm storming the stage.
Has anybody else seen the TikTok of Tim McGraw working out?
No, is he hot?
Nah, he's ripped.
He is shredded.
Yeah, because he's
shredded. They have a trailer they take with them on tour that has all of the workout gear, and they set up CrossFit workouts in the parking lot of all the places where they play. And he is completely shredded.
Oof! Stop it,
Alexis. I went to see what was it 2010, 2012, I think it was. Tim McGraw played Bank of America Stadium with Kenny Chesney. And Tim McGraw comes out on stage, and he's wearing a white T-shirt and white jeans with black cowboy boots and a black cowboy hat. And I've told the story 1,000 times because I'll never forget. I turned to a friend of mine and said, I would laugh at that outfit on anybody else, but damn, he looks good.
Yeah, like he is.
Shocking. Like, golly.
I didn't know this body was under all that. Okay.
Yeah, Tim McGraw is shredded.
Mm, soft serve ice cream on a hot day.
All right.
Anyways.
Would you elaborate on that for a moment?
No.
Soft serve ice cream on a hot day?
Yeah. You know how you have to like lick the ice cream cone so that it doesn't fall, drip on the sides? Just never mind.
No, I think we get it.
Yeah, we got it. We're a little put off by it, but we got it. Yeah.
Wow.
He's fun.
Yeah.
And how old is he?
55.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm about that.
I look exactly the same without my shirt on.
No, you don't.
Just not as tan.
First of all, your nipples don't even look like that.
What does that mean?
Just his is under control. Yours are never under control.
Your nipples ain't under control.
Get your nips under control.
I'll start by getting my nips under control.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Oh, man. I just saw something that is a game changer for TJ. She's 50 years old, but she feels like she's not giving her fans what she wants. Carmen Electra has joined OnlyFans.
Nice.
Says it feels, quote, really good, end quote, to reclaim her image as she joins OnlyFans.
Thank you, Carmen. She's still hot.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
I'll never forget. She was doing, I think it was on Letterman, David Letterman.
Yeah.
And he said, what's one thing you can't live without? And she said, food. Holy shit. You're like, okay, all righty then. I'd have to say
food.
So you're just hot.
Yeah, I mean, and there's nothing wrong with
that. There isn't.
Yeah. Be hot.
Exactly. You don't have to be smart and hot.
You can't have it all. Yeah, you know?
People would just want to look at you. You don't want to talk to them.
That's a skill and a talent and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. That's an asset.
You find a way to work that to your advantage. You got her on Baywatch. You got her in the movies.
Mm-hmm. You're playing the hand you were dealt.
Got her a relationship with Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Is she married now? What is she doing?
I don't know. I just happened to see that pop up on Yahoo.
Full nude?
I didn't read the whole article. I just read the first little paragraph right there about it. But I would assume if you're Carmen Electra and you're on OnlyFans and people are coming to see your OnlyFans, wouldn't you assume she would be nude?
Well, there's a lot of them. A lot of more famous people don't actually.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then it's nude? Like,
what the hell do I care? If it's not nude, I'm not doing that.
And there is a former choir teacher of a local high school in Wilmington who is facing criminal charges after court documents say she had an inappropriate relationship with a student. 26-year-old Olivia Lois Ortiz.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, she's attractive.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
The principal of the Wilmington area high school received a call from Ortiz's husband reporting the alleged relationship. The principal is mandated, then must report that to the police. Police say they held interviews with the 17-year-old student involved who told officers, I'm sorry, yeah, they considered to be a safe adult who they trusted and confided in. The student also said the relationship allegedly turned into a romantic one that resulted in sexual activity. Communicated with the student outside of school verbally via cell phone and through text-based messaging. And the student allegedly came to Ortiz's residence after she invited them over. I guess they use them and they so as not to tip off what the actual sex of the student is because it's under 18. While her husband was away on a trip, officers say that the student returned to the house at Ortiz's invitation on multiple occasions to comfort her after her husband had discovered their secret relationship.
Narc.
After her cell phone was confiscated and her iPad, they believe the student and teacher began communicating over Spotify.
Goodness gracious.
And that code words were established to indicate if the continued communication had been discovered. Only over 100 messages were sent over Spotify from May 10th to the 11th until the student's father confiscated their cell phone. How do you send messages over Spotify?
Through playlists and stuff. I'm assuming they're renaming playlists with the message.
Okay.
That's crazy.
It's like those people who used to use like drafts in an email, like they'd share an email account and
right.
So it's probably similar to that.
Which is some evil genius. You're sharing an email account with someone and you just keep everything in the drafts folder.
I know, I'm like mad that I never thought of that.
Or a shared like Google Drive document.
Yeah. Because I wasn't allowed, like, my mom didn't let me have a cell phone all through high school.
When did you first have an email account?
Probably, like, ninth grade.
Okay.
Because of school and stuff, you know? And that wasn't something that she, like, could track down.
Yeah, when was the first time you did something on a computer that, you know, boy, my mom would be mad if she saw this or knew I was doing this?
Oh, early. Like, in middle school, I was in chat rooms that I was not supposed to be in.
Oh.
Sexy chat rooms?
No. I mean, it probably could have been that way. It was honestly very dumb. But, yeah.
Like, what were you chatting about?
Just random things. I mean, I don't really remember, but I wasn't ever allowed to have a cell phone or talk on the phone or anything like that. So that was my way of communicating with the outside world.
It is one of my favorite stories ever. It makes me laugh every time he tells it, and he's probably told it to me 10 times. But when Riggins tells that story about going his first day of college and the roommate coming in, and Riggins' computer playing porn while the kid's parents were sitting in there watching. That would
happen. And the little brother was like, "Hey, B." I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "Look." And I just turned around and was like, "Just this girl just getting..."
I mean, it was bad. And this was a kid you knew, right? Y'all were
we grew family up, friends. Grew up together. Yeah. Grew up together. Went to high school together. Lived in our neighborhood. Hung out at his house all the time.
Do you think your dad called your dad and was like, guess what happened while we were there?
No. Our parents weren't particularly close. Oh, okay. But, and then it was another family that I had also gone to school with. There was two sets of parents in there. Neither of them were mine. And two little siblings. I mean, they were in high school, but still. Underage. And it was the next video up was, I don't know, remember what it was called, but it was a good movie. Yeah. I saved it.
That's how there are moments where you realize that you're getting older.
Yeah.
And that things that previously were unthought of are now, it's like, oh, look, you're old enough now to do your own thing. Like, I remember, because the legal drinking age was 18 in Louisiana when I graduated high school. And the first time I went to a former teacher's house and had a drink, it was like, this is weird.
Yeah.
Like, this is really weird. And then the first time I had an apartment, and I remember my roommate and I have known each other. I never went to a different school. Elementary, middle, high school, college. We went to the same school. We were roommates in college, the whole thing. But he was going on a trip with his family, and I had gone out with a friend and our former, one of my best friends from home and our former art teacher from high school came down. And we all went out to New Orleans the night before and came back. And I remember hearing the door to the apartment open, and I was 19, and hearing my friend Brett's stepdad, whose name was Mike, say, I could hear it play this day. Dane? Which was the first name of our art teacher at the high school, who was asleep on our couch.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, shit, what time is it?
Oh, damn.
And I looked up, I stuck my head out down the hallway, and I saw Mike, Brett's stepdad, go, okay, he waved, and I was like, hey. Like, damn, there, because what woke me was the sound of beer cans being moved when he opened the front door.
Yeah.
And about that time, my roommate, Brett, came out. He just looked at me like, what the hell? And laughed because they were going on a spring break trip or something.
Yeah. Like what is
kind
of debauchery is going on here?
Nothing was ever said. And Mike and I made eye contact, and he kind of laughed and just shook his head and walked out. I was like, oh, okay, he's not going to say that. We're cool. No problem.
But weird.
But it was awkward. Yeah. It was very awkward.
Yikes.
If this guy says, hey, okay, about the teacher and student, why are all these attractive teachers hooking up with students nowadays? Back when I was in school, this never happened. Well, I don't remember. When I was in high school, I don't remember any 26-year-old teachers being around.
That sounds very young, but I'm sure they exist. Yeah, I don't know what the phenomena is about the hot woman teacher hooking up with the student. I don't know.
She's a married, attractive 26-year-old.
Yeah.
Hooking up with a 17-year-old student.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah. Obviously, there's something happening in the marriage. Not saying it's the husband's fault. You don't know what that might be, but she's looking for some kind of attention that she's trying to get from a 17-year-old.
One of the teachers at my high school ended up marrying somebody in my class.
Ooh.
Really?
Yep. It didn't work out.
Was it the teacher a male or female?
She was a female.
And married a guy in your grade?
Yep.
Were they hooking up when you were in school? I'm assuming.
That I don't know, but I would have to. You'd have to assume, right?
Yeah. Was she hot?
She's okay.
Was he super good looking?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm. Ooh, I would never. There's never a reason that I would ever want to talk to a 17-year-old. Never.
That makes sense, yeah.
So I don't understand what a woman would want with a 17-year-old kid.
Well, it's like what Ace just, it's something about getting attention, probably.
But from a kid.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You don't know. He might be a man boy.
Ew.
Real hot.
Man, boy, sounds so weird.
Could be shredded, hot, popular. You know, Maybe she's, you know, missing a little attention in her life. Mm-mm. Feeling old at 26, wishes she was back in high school. I'm not saying it's right because it's clearly wrong, but you know, there's you got to draw a line there somewhere. It's just weird.
Yeah, it's very weird.
It's a whole weird phenomenon.
He but looks like damn Lorenzo Lamas.
I just don't remember there being. I just don't remember there being 26-year-old teachers in my high school.
Well, Rob's girlfriend was a young teacher. I mean, how old is she now?
But she teaches elementary school.
Yeah, she teaches elementary school. But she could have been a
high school teacher.
Yeah, she could have been a high school teacher if she would have taken different classes in college.
Yeah. I know. I don't know. It seems it's odd. Like
it does seem young.
Like maybe you didn't get to be a teacher in high school until you were older. Then I don't know. That's not true. There had to be young high school teachers somewhere. I just don't know where they were.
But they all looked a lot older. You know?
Yeah, people looked older back then. Why? But it's the truth. Like people just looked more mature and older. Like
all the people in the 80s just looked older then.
Yeah, not like
they did.
They did.
It's a hard life, man. They didn't have all these ways to keep themselves looking young.
Yeah, that's true.
And at some point, you cross, like fashion-wise, there weren't as many. The fashions didn't cross over age differences, you know. Mm-hmm. You just became, there was a point where you just quit wearing young people's clothes. You wore old people's clothes at the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's why our parents all, because guys wore the same thing. They didn't have options. Mm-hmm. My dad wearing them work slacks and a t-shirt out to coach a baseball game because he didn't have time to change his, didn't change clothes. Just, mm-hmm. So what if it doesn't match? People know I'm out here just to coach this team. It doesn't matter if it matches or not.
Yeah.
I'll be damned if I would have ever shown up to my kid's game not matching or something.
Right. What a time to be alive.
Yeah. Hey, it's a great time to be alive.
Yeah. Sounds like it. You have cell phones where you have to replace antennas and you don't have non-matching clothes and you look older, but you're not.
Yeah.
Sounds like a blast.
When you put it like that.
Yeah, well, there was more to it than that.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Share Funny sponsored by Paul Davis. Whatever you may have that goes wrong in your home, flood, fire, horse gets loose and damages the walls, they can take care of everything and anything. AceTJ.com/Paul Davis. AceTJ.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. They do a great job. There's a guy here that DM'd us and said, I had two kids from my high school get with a teacher.
In a sexual manner?
Yeah, I guess so. James DM'd us and said, if you think about it, I think it has a lot to do with the fact that 15 to 17-year-olds look more like they're 20s now in school, guys and girls.
That's true, actually. Yeah, because the girls that are in high school now, how they look, that was nothing close to what I looked like in high school.
But you know what? Every generation has said that about the next generation.
Yeah.
Like, same thing with me. I can remember, like, my dad and them saying, these girls didn't look like that when we were in school. And they probably didn't.
Yeah.
Because they dressed differently and all that kind of stuff. And now I can say the same thing that even the girls that my daughter went to high school with, like, damn, what, some of these girls, like, like they're adults.
Well, slow down. What are you saying?
They're adults.
They're adults.
Women's bodies.
Ladies, your bodies are changing. I know.
No, you know what I mean. But I mean, you know, it's because fashion changes, it always looks different. I think every generation says that about a previous generation, that they do look different.
Yeah, every generation gets better looking.
Okay.
That's true.
That's probably true, yeah. Absolutely.
We're just constantly getting better looking. I think.
And we'll stay better looking and younger looking longer because life changes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We learn.
There's more indoor work. The work is not as physical. There are more ways to keep up with your appearance and do different things, whether it's, you know, Botox and lip fillers and makeup for men and stuff for men's eyes to keep whatever bags out from under them and all that kind of stuff.
I know. I keep getting that. Have you gotten an Instagram ad for something called a disco stick? I went, what the hell is that? It's for men for under your eyes. I'm like, what the hell is this trying to tell me? I need an under eye balm. I think that's what it's called, disco. Oh, yeah. I look fine. My eyes are fine.
I want to get Botox and fillers already.
What fillers? What do you mean?
I just want to get right here my wrinkles on my eyes when I smile. I don't like that. And I'm starting to see it more and more in pictures.
I didn't even notice a wrinkle. What do you
smile? That look.
Oh, I did.
Oh, yeah, but it's just like this. But that's what your eye has probably done your entire Reagan. Life.
No. My forehead, I'm starting to get wrinkles. I need them to put Botox on my forehead.
They say you're supposed to start doing that at like 25 or something.
That's why I need to start.
Who says that?
The people who give it out? They say that, or a former employee of ours said that. A former cast member said that.
She said it. She said it too, but I believe her.
I mean, I don't know. That seemed like awful young.
Just give me a few. What? How is it? Milliliters or whatever?
Yeah, I think so.
Just give CCs. Me some. CCs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, CCs.
I need a little bit of that. Just a little. Like, I'm not going to go crazy, but...
I wouldn't be messing with your forehead too much. You're already so insecure about it.
I'm not insecure about it. People just tell me it's big. I don't care.
Oh, you don't care?
No, what if I it used bigger? To be.
Yeah, I don't know that it would inject anything. Like
it Rob would said. Spread.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last thing you need to do is spread out.
Yeah.
Your forehead's looking very large today.
Yeah, but okay, maybe not my forehead, but.
We'll be watching the next Marvel movie on it.
You got a damn projector. IMAX on your head.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So the story we had today about the guy, if you missed it, there was a couple. They've been together 8 years, married for four, dated for four before that. And long story short, he had written a song and she found out that he's a songwriter. And she found out that he admitted that the song was written about her sister, her younger sister, who he said he physically was into. He had the hots for. And the wife has moved out. And you said, Alexis, no coming back from that.
Not at all.
Because at that point, every time they're together at a family function, you know he's going to be checking her out and staring and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and then it's going to also bring some type of animosity between me and my sister. If I was in that, yeah. I would think that I would start getting jealous of her and it would cause some type of tension.
But she hasn't even though it's done not her wrong. Fault,
yeah. I know, but that's just how I am.
I mean, you can't fault her. She's finer than you but are.
No, she's not.
No, I mean, clearly she is.
Bitch. I'm the finest. Because
he said, hey, I want to work it out with you, but I'm into you in other ways, but I just can't help the fact that I'm into her because she's fun.
Well, you better cut your eyeballs out then. I don't know.
Cut your eyeballs out.
I don't know what to tell you.
Cut them out.
I would love to know the lyrics of this song.
Yeah.
And how she knew. Like,
they
she
didn't
knew.
Have him in the. I read that entire article and they didn't have him in there because I thought the same thing, Rob. I want to know the words.
If it was real vulgar or something.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, boobs.
Or if they're like different hair colors and he's talking about a blonde woman and she's like, I'm not blonde. What?
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can track it down.
Your boobs. Your boobs. That's what it's called, your boobs. Yeah. I wrote a song for you. Do you want to hear it? She's like, oh my God, that's so sweet. Yes. Your boobs are so effing hot.
Alexis would love that.
Your boobs. The pokey and the cool.
Yeah. They're pokey and they're cool.
Perky.
Perky. That makes sense.
Perky.
They've got two kids, 2 years and 7 months. My husband and my younger sister have always been pretty close. Some people have told me a little bit too close, but I trusted him and always thought they had a brother-sister thing. Blah, 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 blah. He told me there were sexual feelings he had for someone back in the fall, winter time when I had our second son. He didn't want to act on them and he didn't know what to do, so he wrote about his feelings.
like in the hospital, she just gave birth. I got sexual feelings for somebody else.
God, that's the worst.
Yeah, I packed a bag.
Who is this dude? He needs to be destroyed.
Yeah, I packed a bag, put my youngest in the car, and left. I went to my cousin's house and texted him, telling him I needed time just to figure this out. He suggested couples therapy, said that he loved me, he was sorry, and he only wants me, our family, and nothing else. But the trust between us is completely broken. I know he didn't technically do anything, but it's still bad, right?
Yes.
The worst part is I would normally call my family, but I can't. It's embarrassing. I have to talk to them every day and act fine. And the answer said, hey, while this may seem like the worst betrayal, the fact that he didn't act on those feelings and remained faithful gives me some hope for you. This is from the therapist. Feels worse because it's your sister. There's actually a lot of studies that show how normal it is to have crushes or feelings toward other people while in long-term committed relationships. One study found 98% of men and 80% of women reported having fantasies about someone other than their partner in the past 2 months. 98% of men and 80% of women in the last 2 months have had fantasies about someone other than their partner.
Yeah, but they didn't tell the partner.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. The part. Riggins, when you were dating your ex, did you think about other girls?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've done that before, like when I dated ex-boyfriends. Like, there was times where I would think about other guys. Yeah, I didn't act on it, but I'm not about to sit here and write a poem or a song about it. Or even entertain it any more than I am already doing.
Well, she says there's hope for the family.
No, there's not hope, actually. She needs to divorce him, and he needs to go fall inside of a hole somewhere because he's horrible.
Get a record deal for your boobs.
Your boobs, exactly. Your boobs.
That's sure to hit number one.
On the Billboard 100 list.
Unlike the Backstreet Boys.
Exactly. I wrote this in a really difficult time in my life. I was breaking up with my wife, and I want to play for you one more song before I go. It's called Your Boobs. If you know it, sing it along.
I know you are her sister, but I love your boobs.
Like, wait, what was that? What's it about?
What is it
about? Well, it's about, you know, finding my wife's sister really hot and her boobs mostly.
Yeah. Mostly in the boobage area.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love her.
Who can relate? Come on, show a hand. Yeah.
Sounds like a winner if you ask me.
Yeah. I gotta see the song.
Yeah. I just really want to see the lyrics to that song.
She's like, you're disgusting.
But I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
He kept saying that over and over too. I didn't do anything.
They're words.
I didn't tell her. I haven't touched her. I haven't done anything.
I just wanted to. Okay. I didn't.
If he admits the song is about somebody from work that he has the hots for, that he thought about hooking up with, relationship still over?
No, you don't need to be writing a song about anybody except for me and my boobs. Don't write about anybody else, about your love for anybody else. Don't do that. If you want to have those thoughts, that's fine, but don't like put that out there.
In other words, on no level should he ever admit that he's had a thought about somebody other than you.
Exactly. Even though I know it's not true.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Even though you know it's not true. Okay, so if you asked him about it and he said no, and you know he's lying, but do you leave it there? Like, you're okay with the lie, or are you like, you know, come on, seriously, yeah, I know you have.
We both know that I know that he's lying, so it's okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Because I know that
all these
if
rules.
He was to ask me, I'm not going to tell him that, yeah, I'm attracted to other guys or that I look at, you know, check other guys out.
He said, hey, if he said, we've been married 4 years, have you flirted with any guys in the last 4 years? You're going to be like, no. And he says, look, I know you're lying. It's okay. Tell me. You're like, I haven't done it. I'm not going to.
I'm going to say, I wouldn't consider it flirting, but someone else might, from the outside in, it might look like that.
Your Honor.
Your Honor, perspective.
Yeah. You're right.
Perspective.
Perspective.
Case closed.
Yeah.
She called perspective.
She's like, I know you're lying. Perspective.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenyx.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.